The rural communities of Fancy Greg's and Rose Hall will come alive once again on March 14th, National Heroes Day. The North Windward Tourism Organization Fancy Chapter will hold their celebrations under the theme Keeping Our Culture and Heritage Alive. One of the organizers, Maxwell Sergio Francis, says the festival will feature the usual cultural presentations and a variety of local foods.
The festival takes the form of display of the various indigenous dishes and also a cultural segment. So for this year's cultural entertainment, we'll be having several contingents, a Garifuna contingent coming into St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and they should be joining us in Fancy as usual. We'll also be having performances from the Sandy Bay Secondary School, specifically the school band, the Fancy Government School, normally the Rose Hall drummers are there. A number of soca artists are also included, including Fireman. And this year, we'll be having an international DJ, DJ Styles, who is actually from Fancy, but is based in Tortola. He has millions of views on his page. Just to mention some of the major sponsors over the years, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines through the National Lotteries, GECU, Bank of SVG, the Tourism Authority, the St. Vincent Brewery Limited, and Butler's Limited. I think that is basically an overview of what to expect this year.
Meanwhile, the village of Greggs will be a hive of cultural activities on National Heroes Day. The activities are being spearheaded by the Greggs Garifuna Council. President John Nero says a packed program of activities is being planned for this year.
In the 5 days of activities this year, we will launch on the 9th. With a gospel extravaganza, because Christianity and religion has been a part of our indigenous heritage as well as our indigenous spirituality, which was based in nature. On the Monday, we want to do a talent search karaoke style. On the Tuesday, we will be doing a storytelling with the elders and drumming and so on. The Wednesday, we want to do a bingo. Thursday will be the finals for the preliminary of the karaoke from Monday, and prizes will be given. And of course, on Friday, all hell breaks loose. We are in the process of constructing 16 huts on the playing field. This is to represent the way our ancestors used to live and to reproduce the whole essence and a spirit of unity that we once had, which is now missing in modern society. So that the entire park in a circular formation would resemble an ancient settlement reflecting 200-300 years ago. 120 years ago. We used to operate under the mantra of concept over crowd, but that kind of shelved this year. But we operate under the mantra freedom, sovereignty, autonomy.
The theme for this year's Greggs Heritage Festival is 120 Strong, Building Our Legacy, Honoring Our Land. And President of the Rose Hall Cultural and Development Organization, Selwyn Patterson, says the Rose Hall Culture Fest will be staged in April this year.
We want as much persons to come to Rose Hall, because not only our festival we are featuring, We are the highest village in St. Vincent and the Grenadines inhabited. And we are presently doing some trails, one with GEF, the Global Environmental Facility, and also with SVG Conservation Fund. And we want to showcase these trails. So we are inviting persons to come early so that we can walk these trails. We can go to a point where we can see the tower overlooking Kingstown. That's how high we are. We can see the Greggs Mountain that you're talking about as well. Yeah. So we want to include all of that into our package when we are inviting persons for Rose Hall Culture Fest. We have the donkey race, which is one of our features. Persons love to come and see the donkey race. And we include the children as well, where we have sack race, we have touching the objects and all of that. So when we showcase on the 15th of March, that will be just a little of what we want to do in Rose Hall.
March 14th, National Heroes Day honors Paramount Chief Joseph Chatelier on the anniversary of his death in 1795. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.